Gabrielle felt a flash of hope and wanted badly to believe her. How do you know that?
Someone on the inside just leaked that the press conference is NASA-related.
Gabrielle sat up suddenly.
NASA?
Yolanda winked.
This could be your lucky night. My bet is President Herney is feeling so much pressure from Senator Sexton that he's decided the White House has no choice but to pull the plug on the International Space Station. That explains all the global media coverage.
A press conference killing the space station? Gabrielle couldn't imagine.
Yolanda stood up. That Tench attack this afternoon? It was probably just a last-ditch effort to get a foothold over Sexton before the president had to go public with the bad news. Nothing like a sex scandal to take the attention away from another presidential flop. Anyhow, Gabs, I've got work to do. My advice to you, get yourself a cup of coffee, sit right here, turn on my television, and ride this out like the rest of us. We've got 20 minutes until showtime, and I'm telling you there is no way the president is going dumpster diving tonight. He's got the whole world watching. Whatever he has to say carries some serious weight. She gave a reassuring wink. Now, give me the envelope.
What?
Yolanda held out a demanding hand. These pictures are getting locked in my desk until this is over. I want to be sure you don't do something idiotic.
Reluctantly, Gabrielle handed over the envelope.
Yolanda locked the photos carefully in a desk drawer and pocketed the keys.
You'll thank me, Gabs, I swear it.
She playfully ruffled Gabrielle's hair on the way out.
Sit tight. I think good news is on the way.
Gabrielle sat alone in the glass cubicle and tried to let Yolanda's upbeat attitude lift her mood. All Gabrielle could think of, though, was the self-satisfied smirk on the face of Marjorie Tench this afternoon. Gabrielle couldn't imagine what the president was going to tell the world, but it was definitely not going to be good news for Senator Sexton.